All right, so we're going to bring on some fine folks here and turn on some microphones. We got Peter Grant sitting out there. Peter, hello. What's up?
Hi. Howdy.
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
I got to turn up my headphones.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about the headphones. I'll take care of the mix.
All righty then.
That's the idea anyway.
That's where they also.
How about give me a little of that dobro there? We have another guest who's out there in the, what is he doing, tuning up? Or?
Yeah, and here he comes.
Fionn O'Loughlin.
Yeah.
Fionn, time for you to come in here and join up with Peter.
Yeah. Hey,
bro. Here he comes.
Yay.
We've been waiting for this all week long.
Cool.
For you guys to show up. So what's another 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
We're going to play all the way up to about 5 minutes until the hour, top of the hour. Fionn, hello. How are you?
Hi.
Fionn, you are from?
From London, England.
From London. Yeah. Now, you're not living there now, though, are you?
No.
How long have you been in the country?
Around 7-8 years now.
Oh, so you are you a naturalized citizen yet, or?
No, not technically, no.
Okay, all right. So, cool. You've got a fairly broad background in music. I understand your father is your paternal side. Irish, correct?
That's right.
And musicians, and both, and poets, yeah. And all that.
Yeah, my maternal side was half Irish too.
So. Right, but she's Scottish, isn't she? Or
Scottish
English?
And Irish, yeah.
All
and
right,
a little French in there.
Folks, we got a genuine Celt in here. Speaking of Celts, Annie O'Day Hesbeck, our resident Celt, is going to be here in a little bit. She wants to meet you, so
excellent.
That's cool. So, Peter's got an 8-string dobro. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And you're playing, Fiona's playing
a 6-string
guitar,
1952
acoustic guitar.
Gibson.
Now, you have at least one CD to your name, a solo CD, is that right?
Or that's right, yeah.
Where you're the principal performer. And Peter, you've got a CD too. This
yeah,
came
I do.
Out not
yeah,
too.
I, do.
I hope you brought an extra one.
Uh-oh. Oh, maybe.
I'll give you my address someday.
Okay, no, I'll give you.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So these fine folks are going to play some great music for us, I'm just sure of that. You want to tell us what you're going to play first?
Yeah, we'll just play a couple of jigs. One's called Garrett Berry's, and the other is called Banish Misfortune.
Okay. Have at it, guys.
I'm putting a new string on here, so I got to... Hold on. We tune because we care.
Each of these two players has tuned up, but neither of them have tuned up with each other, so we're doing that now.
It must be a different different elevation and armor.
Well, the humidity is different. My father used to blame the elevation when he's playing golf out here because the ground's higher out here than it is in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. out and again was?
That was Garrett Berry's jig in Banish Miss Fortune.
Banish Miss Fortune. We're going to keep track of that. So I got Cindy taking notes out there because
cool.
We want to. When I post my playlist on the folk DJ list, then I want to be able to say, well, we're live in the studio. We have these two fine gentlemen here. Now, let's start with Fionn. You have a CD. What is the name of that CD?
The name of the CD is Spawn of the Beast.
Okay, and that was released about when?
It's a satiric title, so it's there's nothing scary to it. It was released last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
All right, and that's still available then, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Peter, your CD is titled?
Greetings from California and Beyond.
Greetings from California and Beyond. Mm-hmm. All right. And I imagine all these are available somewhere like CD Baby or Amazon or something like that?
Somewhere. On my website, there's a couple. There's links to where you can get it.
Okay, so what's your website, Peter?
PeteGrant.com.
PeteGrant.com. Mm-hmm. But no R, just Pete Grant.
Oh, actually, PeteGrant.com also.
Okay, but either one will work. Peter or PeteGrant.com.
Yeah.
And your website, do you have a website?
It's just FionnLachlan.com.
Yeah, you just have to be able to spell it.
If you type in imaginary song into YouTube, then it will come up with a video that I've put out.
Okay.
And really that's the music that's available at this point. And it will show you the spelling of my name.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's imaginary song. Very interesting, by the way. I like that. I enjoyed that video very much.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do some more music now?
Sure.
Vocals
sure.
or?
Let's just do an old Carolyn tune. We're going to arrange on the fly here. Let's do A, B, A, B rather than the A, B, B.
Okay.
This is live music, folks. You know, my good friend Michael Lewis is the one that actually first contacted me and said, do you know about Fionn O'Loughlin? I said, no.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you've got to find out because he's down in Penryn at the moment, I think. And they said, you need to find out about him because he's really good. And of course, I know that Peter Grant is really good. So the two of them together, that this has got to be a winning combination.
And Michael's the one that got us together.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, good for Michael. Michael, thank you, Michael. I know you're listening out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike! Yeah. What a combination. Are you guys performing anywhere together as on stage or at a concert or house concert or anything like that?
No. No, but I mean, we have been lately playing the Auburn session. There's the Irish session at Latitudes from about 6 to 9. And we do that, and my wife Phyllis plays flute, and we've got a whole bunch of really good friends that are good players that come out and play. So that's at Latitudes Restaurant downstairs in the Bistro.
Yeah.
And it's a regular Irish session, so we just sit around and play Irish music.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah,
have a good time.
That's good.
Yeah,
I don't know if my friend Diana is here or not. I know she was looking forward to hearing Fionn sing something. Are you going to do any vocals?
She soothes me as I rest. I don't even have to ask. Throughout my days, she keeps me at my best now, away from the darkness of my past. Oh, I got roses in my dreams, butterflies and bees, oh, buzzing around. I got roses in my dreams, and butterflies and bees, and nothing's gonna get me down. I said nothing's gonna get me down. Down.
Way good, guys. Way good. All right. All right. Name of that again?
Butterflies and Bees.
All right. I like that. I like that. I like that. All right.
We got a million.
Fionn, let me ask you a question.
You've
performed, obviously, this is not the first time you played the guitar. This is not the first time you sang a song, and you've, as you already said, you have produced a CD, but you've also performed with some other bands or artists.
Could you give us a little
background on yourself?
Wow, well, I've had a pretty eclectic journey of music up to this point, sort of raised with sort of rock and roll and jazz and soul and you know, with an undercurrent of traditional Irish music through my grandfather and obviously passing down to my father. And so I've had that influence or interest in there as a sort of like a, you know, something that's just sort of brewing away, you know. And then, you know, I've been into writing songs, and I've also played with, you know, had the great honor to play with some, you know, phenomenal musicians along the way. So it's really led me all around the place, all around the globe, and I've ended up here in the West Coast of California.
So who are some of these great artists that you've played with?
Well, I think a huge inspiration and, you know, monumental influence to me is a gentleman called Donald Lunny, who was, you know, was graced with a period of time in his band, which was, you know, profoundly important to me. and you know, over in within the traditional circles over in New York, I've had the great honor of working with all the beautiful musicians, the Irish musicians that that are playing there all the time. You know, I recommend those sessions to people if they're flying through New York. You know, great music happening there.
Where do they play? Is there a particular hangout?
Oh, yeah, there's a few. You know, 11th Street Bar on a Sunday, O'Neill's on a Saturday, and, you know, it's all up on online, you know, but there's a real amazing concentration of great musicians and good people there. So
you played with Sharon Shannon, was it?
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, I was. Yeah, I did. I just for a period of maybe a few live shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great. She was
counts.
Amazing.
That counts.
Yeah.
That
counts. Yeah.
Peter.
Yes.
What have you been doing lately?
I've just been having a great time playing with Fionn. It's really a treat, you know. And Fionn and Kelly Fleming and I played together a few nights ago. And Kelly and I are going to be playing at Friar Tuck's on the 15th.
That's Friar Tuck's, is a well-known restaurant here in downtown Nevada City, California.
Good food, good music.
Good food, good music.
Yeah.
Peter Grant said, I know it's good music, so there you go.
Thank you.
And Kelly's good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelly Fleming is.
Yeah. But we do.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what are we doing next?
This is a. You edited this one?
I was told a great banjo player in New York that this was a Scottish tune. I have to be honest, I haven't researched its origin, but that's from what I was told. And this is the two-part version, et cetera. The two-part et cetera version.
Yeah. Does it have a name?
Yeah.
It's called the Mason's Apron.
Mason's Apron, oh yes. Thank you. Say, this is good stuff, guys.
That's fun stuff. We like it.
Yeah, we got time for another one, too.
Okay, we got one time for one more. Let's get up the banjo.
A banjo?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So.
We're waiting for. Oh, okay, you've got it right here.
First time I went over to Ireland was 2003. I just was really knocked out by the Irish banjo. The Irish banjo players I got to hear and play with Kevin Griffin and Doolin and it was just wonderful. So I figured I'd take it up and then when I went over the next year, I learned a couple of tunes and one of my Irish banjo player friends says, "Oh, you sound like just like an American player." I said, working on it, and so I'm just about now. This is like I've been playing it for 6 years. I'm almost where I was hoping I'd be in about a year. So. But I'm working on it. I'm having a good time playing it, and
we're going to play a couple tunes for you.
I can only see the headstock from here. It doesn't look like a beginner's banjo to me.
No, it ain't. It's a 1927-28 Epiphone Recording A.
Has that got a resonator on it, or is it open back?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I need to know, because I need to know what to do with the microphones.
Oh, yeah.
Normally we put the
banjo.
Normally we put the banjo player in the hallway.
Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, we're good.
So what is this called again?
This would be two reels. This is a cup of tea and trip to Duro.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, we won't do any more than that.
4 minutes, actually.
Okay, we'll do that much.
3 minutes.
A tune that long? Okay.
I have to remember to look at the correct clock here. Perfect timing, fellas. All right. Name of that one more time?
That was Cup of Tea and Trip to Duro.
I guess I could turn your microphone up. How about that?
Cup of Tea and Trip to Duro.
All right. That was very good, fellas.
Feel it, so I don't count it so fast.
Once again, I remind our listeners, we were listening to Peter Grant, and Fionn O'Loughlin. Welcome to KVMR, and thanks again for coming in. I appreciate the opportunity to put your music on the air.
Thanks. It was a treat. It was fun to play.
And we hope that we hear you again soon,
playing
at a local venue perhaps, or maybe Strawberry Music. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I have some underwriters I want to thank, and then we're going to move on. So thanks again, guys, and here we go.